Again, you can pick up the information over here with the announcements. I feel led just to lead a small prayer for this movement that's beginning in our church. Let us pray. Gracious God, for such a time as this, you have raised up people to lead the addiction recovery movement here at our church. Be with them. May we follow the one who said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," to proclaim good news to the poor and recovery of health and wholeness to people's lives. Bless each and every person who participate in the training. Bless us as we minister the love of Christ from the heart of Christ, from the heart of Carrie. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. At this time, I wish we had more children than we do this morning, so we may have to recruit some. As I look out there, I'd say some of y'all are children. Yeah, there you go. But Polly's going to be leading it. I'm going to participate. You may or may not be able to see this from where you sit, but there's a classroom over here. These are desks. I mean, these are chairs, and imagine there's a desk. So come up here, all you children and those who are specially called to be children today.
Marley, Skylar, and Ava. Can you sit? This is going to be a pretend classroom, okay? Ethan, thank you for coming. Because we're all still children, right? So. Okay, and Ray, you going to come too? Thank you for.
Yeah, there you go.
We might have to get more chairs of people who want.
Sit up front.
Ray, can you sit up front?
Sit up front.
Okay, you too tall. Okay, this class is already unruly, right? The little ones are being better. Look, they're sitting at attention. So, class, we're going to pretend, okay? And in the back of the class is, do you guys remember him? Look back there. It's Billy. He's a new student. Hi, Billy. Everybody say hi, Billy. Okay. Okay, Billy. Billy, everybody sees you. You need to sit down. Billy.
Billy hasn't
got any hair. Okay, class. Okay, we just came in from recess. I know everybody's excited, but everybody look forward. I'm going to teach a little lesson, okay? So I need you to pay attention because there's going to be a little quiz. So today we're going to talk about, they're called the fruits of the Spirit. They are, and I'm going to say it, and then you all say the word after me. Love. Joy. Peace. Patience. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. Was that an airplane I just saw? Class, who threw that airplane? Why, Ava, did you throw that airplane? Billy. Billy, you even wrote your name on it. Maybe you, Billy, can you stand up for a minute?
I'm not that Billy.
Is anybody else's name here, Billy? No. Okay.
That Billy's not here today, but he told me to throw it.
I did.
Billy.
Yes.
Billy.
Yes.
Did your mother teach you to behave that way?
Ooh.
Did your mother teach you to behave that way by throwing a paper airplane at the teacher?
My mother doesn't know how to make paper airplanes. And this isn't an airplane. This is a special jet.
It is?
Called a jet carrier.
Wow. Billy.
Wow, did you see that?
You are so going to...
Woo!
Billy.
Yes.
Did you first an airplane and then confetti?
Yes.
Did your mother teach you to behave that way?
No. No, Miss Polly.
I know she didn't. Are you sorry?
I feel real bad right now.
You do?
Yeah. Is that going to help me?
Billy, look at me. Look at me. I know you can do better.
Oh, I
can. Can you do better and behave during class? No airplanes, no confetti.
Yes, I can do better. I'll need a little help from my friends because I got peer pressure here.
Okay, you're only responsible for yourself. They're responsible for their selves. But right. Okay.
Isn't he a little big to be in our class?
He's held back, and it's not his fault.
Okay, all right.
Billy.
Yes, yes.
Billy, where's your? Billy, do you think that was very nice what you said right there?
That was. My mama didn't teach me to behave, to talk like that. I'm sorry.
She didn't.
She didn't teach me to talk like that. I'm very, very sorry. It's okay. You're in this class.
Okay. That was better because, you know what? We need to treat people nice, don't we?
Yes, we do. My mother taught me to behave.
She did?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give you another chance before I send you to the principal's office, but whoa. I need you to sit down.
Okay.
Okay, class.
Okay.
This reminds me of, since we were going over the fruits of the Spirit, it seems like Billy, that self-control thing kind of got to him, right? But Jesus teaches us a whole bunch of things. That's why we did the fruits of the Spirit. Jesus teaches us how to behave, doesn't he? So Jesus, because we would ask ourselves, is this how Jesus would behave or teach us how to behave? So when we talk to people, you heard Billy, he probably didn't say something very nice to little Ray, did he? But we have to ask ourselves, did Jesus teach us to behave that way? He teaches us to be what to people? To speak
kindly
to people, that's right, and to encourage people and to include people, right? Today, the scripture that Conley is going to read talks about Jesus telling one of his disciples to feed his sheep. So when people are in need or need help, maybe we help them, right? Because that's how Jesus taught us to behave. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It is. So Billy seems like he might need a little help from his friends. Can you all be his friends today? Yes. And just remind him that we know he can do better, right, for the class. Thank you all for being in class. Billy's going to be staying after class to sweep up the mess. Yes, Conley?
Can I say two things, Miss Polly? First of all, Ray was held back because he was in the Navy. So he served in the Navy for how many years?
Long
time. So that's why he's so big. And second of all, So I will be Billy's friend if he will say at the end of the service, now turn to your neighbor and say, go get Bo Chick pick ticks.
Oh, okay.
I can behave.
You can behave. Okay, thank you. Thank you for telling us that you can behave. So we were going over the fruits of the Spirit. I want you all to think about that. So if you're in a situation or even if someone's hurting you, how would Jesus teach you to behave to talk to that person or to give to that person? Can you do that for me this week? To really think about that. Can you bow your heads? Let's pray. Dear loving, gracious God, we thank you that you sent your one and only Son to be our example for how to behave, for how to treat people kind and to be generous and gentle and to help people. For you asked your disciples, feed my sheep. Do you love me? And their answer was yes. And you're counting on us, Lord, to behave that way, to show the world that there is a different way, to be kind, to speak kindly, to know that there is someone shining your light down here. Thank you for all these children, big and little, and all of us, because we are taught to be childlike in heart. And to serve you, the one and only true God, bless them. And may every time that they think about something or how someone treats them, that doesn't mean that we can't behave like you with kindness and peace and love. May you bless all these children and their families, and especially little Billy. He really needs your help each and every day. May your goodness and your patience be with us each and every day. We love you and praise you. And everybody said, amen. Okay, ring, ring, class dismissed. Thank you for coming. Yeah.